kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
What did I learn first? Definitely salamat, and then like so thank you. I learned like good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So mayon buntag, mayon hapon, mayon gabi. It's so funny when they say something and they don't realize that I understand them or I'm learning it. They're always like, oh. They're like, oh, was I it? They're always like so shocked.
Mula Northern Rivers sa New South Wales, inikot ng dating cruise director na si Georgia Craig ang buong mundo hanggang dinala siya ng pag-ibig at pamilya sa Lanao del Norte.
I really did not know that like getting the job and flying into the US to start like a career on cruise ships would be like so life-changing, because when you sign up it's contract based, so it's 6 months. For me I was like, oh, it's 6 months out of my life, you know, either way I can love it or hate it. I'll get some great life experience, I'll meet lots of new people, you know, build on my, you know, my career, my confidence, where I want to do in life. And then once you sort of get in the bubble of it, you just sort of keep doing it, like contract after contract after contract. And then next minute, you're like, wow, it's been 7-8 years. But if I'm honest, a lot of the time you're so tired because you've worked, you know, such long, long hours. And it's such a sort of high demanding job as well, that normally when it's like port days, we either sleep, we either run off and get like food, or we'll like go find somewhere with good Wi-Fi to call our family and like download like Netflix and stuff. I always say like the job's really physical, but it's really mental. You got to be mentally strong and be able to like take care of your mental health heaps in order to like, you know, deliver the best sort of entertainment or best sort of service in the hospitality industry as possible.
Habang ginagawa ni Georgia ang lahat para mapasaya ang mga tao sa barko, hindi niya inakala na sa barko din niya makikilala ang taong magpapasaya sa kanya at magbabago sa kanyang buhay. Ang isang Pilipino na nangangalang Prince.
So I work in entertainment. At the time, I wasn't cruise director. I was a fun squad host. So I was a part of the cruise director team. And my husband was housekeeping, so he was a stateroom attendant, so he would clean the guest rooms. So I just love to talk to people. I'm really chatty. So no matter what department you are on board, no matter what your rank is, I don't care. Like, I'm talking to everybody. Like, I'm mingling constantly. And we used to do this activity on board where whenever there was like a movie playing, we would go up, we would introduce the movie, tell the rating. So it's like I went up to the Lido deck, and I normally go to the towel hut where you get towels, and that's where my husband was. He had just signed on as like a new team member. This is like his first time on the ship we were on. And I just walked up to him and said hello and was chatting with him. And it was so funny because although he's born and raised in the Philippines, he worked on cruise ships for over 12 years. So his accent is very like American. He speaks like American English. So when he started talking, I was like, who are you? Like, I was like, where are you from? Because I was like, you look Filipino, but like your accent, like so different. So he was like, oh no, I'm from the Philippines. And he had just been in Australia on a ship as well. So he was like, I love Australia. And yeah, we just became really good friends. We would always chat on board. I would always pass his work section because that's where I went to work. And yeah, we were really good friends for a long time. And that's why I think I tell people, that's why I think it lasted, because we were friends first. And I thought he friend zoned, what the kids call it, friend zoned me. And he thought I friend zoned him. And then eventually it went from there, and it was more than a friendship. And then we've been together ever since. It was just like that. Yeah.
With your husband and you, so you started dating. So it wouldn't be quite the same as dating when you're not in the ship, because you'd just be together all the time. And How did dating go exactly?
It's interesting. We always say on board, like, 1 month dating is like equivalent to like a year dating on land, because like we then like, so when you're on board, you have roommates, so you're in like bunk beds unless you're in like a certain position where you have your own single cabin. So you're trying to navigate a relationship when both of you have a roommate. So, like it's like such a layered experience, and it can get quite interesting. But we have a system on board called linking. So my company I work for is incredible with it's a one of the companies that really tries to keep partners together. So when you link with someone, wherever you go, your partner goes with you. Sometimes it can be a little bit hard, because like if you're like a one and they're also like in a position where there's only a little, it's hard to like line up. But they try their best to work. So we linked up, and then we were able to get like a cabin together. So we would live on board together, bunk beds in like a single, like we were like crazy about being a single for most of our relationship. And then you just make it home, you just make it work. I think what was so good about him and our relationship was, well, our relationship was, he was in a different department, so we were on different schedules. So like at the end of the day, like we could come back and like debrief, and he would have his time, and I would have my time. So although we were like in each other's pockets, we weren't like in each other's pockets. But yeah, it's such a strange experience. Really, it was so like quick. Everything happened so quick. That's for sure.
Dahil sa kanilang mga trabaho at dahil sa nangyaring pandemya, 7 taon ding nag-on and off LDR ang dalawa.
When I had met him, I already done majority of my contract, and then he was just starting. So sometimes you can't like extend a contract because they already have like your replacement. So like I had to go on vacation, go to the next ship, and then he had to like transfer to that ship to like line up. So like the logistics of it can be quite hard to like navigate, because sometimes like especially like when I got into my cruise director position, I'm like one person. Whereas in housekeeping, there's hundreds of them. So where it was easy to move him to me when I was just a one, because there were so many of him. But when we were in when I was in my other position, there was less of us, and I would say like less important in moving. It was harder. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense.
Because people talk about how difficult it is, but did you see any advantages to going through LDR as well?
Our relationship stronger, and it also just determined what we wanted out of life. And I think that really became in effect during the pandemic, because we were on a ship together, and then they chartered all the Filipinos home to the Philippines, and I was left on board by myself. And then that started a big journey of me getting back to Australia. And then that was when we did the 15 months apart. And, you know, we'd done long distance like before, but this time it was so much more intense because global pandemic, we didn't really know what was going to happen. And I remember we had like a conversation, and the only problem was the distance because of the pandemic. And we were like, why would we break up for something that was completely out of our control? Like, it's not something that you've done. That's not something that I've done. It's not something that like we can't like talk through and hash it out. It's distance because of a pandemic. So for us, we were like, why would we give up on our love? Like, that doesn't make sense, you know?
Going to coming back together again. So when
Yeah.
did that reunion happen?
I was really, really lucky that I got the opportunity to go back to work for our company sooner than a lot of seafarers, because we were bringing out one of the newest vessels in the fleet. So I was part of that startup team. So because I got that opportunity, I was really fortunate enough to sort of get him on board. And it was the hardest thing to ever go through, because when back then, when you were getting on board from a pandemic, our company was vaccinating us. So you would get you would get to the vessel, you would go into a period of quarantine, and then you would be released after a certain period of time. But Fun Squad, the people we were escorting people around in like protective equipment and stuff. So I saw him, like in front of me, but I wasn't allowed to hug him, touch him, or kiss him because of the strict protocols we were under. And it was like the hardest thing ever. So then when he was in quarantine, I would like sit on like one of the decks, and then he would be up on like deck like 14, and we'd be like waving.
Pagkatapos nilang muling magkita, di rin nagtagal at nagpropose si Prince kay Georgia.
I hadn't been to the Philippines in so long because of the pandemic. So the first time I came back, I knew that we were getting married that vacation, but I didn't know how he was going to propose, and I didn't know like when the wedding would be. And I'll never forget. His mom is like classic Filipina, so he was like, make sure you look nice like when we come home, because like you haven't seen my family for a while. And I was like, yeah, of course. And I put my makeup on and all that jazz, and I'm like the only like white person in his like area. So it's not uncommon for like when we like go back to his parents' house, people to be like out on the street like greeting us and welcoming us. So we get there, and there's people like everywhere. And I'm like, Jesus, I know it's been nearly 2 years, but like, why is like every single person like out in our like in his parents' driveway? So then I get out of the car, and next minute, the kids from his street start doing a choreographed TikTok dance, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, get it, girls, like, and they're wearing like our names on their shirt, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, wow, what a welcome. And then the kids like part, and then the teenagers come forward with another like choreographed TikTok dance, and they're doing like all the trends and like the budots. Oh my God, what is it called? Budots. They're doing all that, and I'm like, what is happening? And then his mom brings out flowers, and then he gets on a knee, and then there's like confetti, and then there's like banners, and it's like pulling banners down. It's like, welcome to the family. And I'm like crying. And then they're playing like Bruno Mars, Marry You. And I was just like, then there's Lechon. And I was like, what is that? It was like a full-on like flash mob.
Nag-asawa ang dalawa at ngayon may anak na na pinangalan nilang Ziggy. Pinapalaki nila ang kanilang anak na kilala ang Visayan at Australian cultures.
My husband, we're doing a dual method of speaking. So my husband speaks to him in Bisaya. I speak to him in English. My husband's family and his grandparents, Lola and Lolo, speak Bisaya. He'll learn Tagalog at school. And then I'm also using it as an opportunity to help me learn. So when I'm playing with him, I'll be saying Bisayas like phrases so I can try and learn myself. So everything's very like blended. Like when we have bath time, it's ligot time. Like, so we say like certain things for what he's doing in Bisaya and certain things like for English. But I try to, in a way, really incorporate the Filipino culture, because raising a biracial child can be really difficult. I follow a lot of Filipina Australians on Instagram and that, and I listen a lot about their journey and how their identity can be quite challenging to navigate with their biracial experiences. And I really want to make sure that he feels a connection to both of his cultures. And I think it's also a little bit different because he's going to be raised in the Philippines. Like, I think that's also something that he's going to have to navigate, that he's not in Australia. So I really want to make sure that, he does have those traditional Filipino experiences, but at the same time, he doesn't feel like he never got, Australian food, or he never got to connect with his Australian family, or, like Australian experiences. So He's so young still, but trying to figure out all that is something I'm definitely educating myself on to like do the best I can for him.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.